go. That is all of the great memories you have of spending a wonderful weekend. Let them go, as it's time for us to get ourselves fit for this new week. The last week of August, I'm sorry, last week of July, getting into August. It's Monday, the 29th of July, and Evan, you're probably going to have a lot less noise in my ear. So let's go to a commercial. It's 7 past the hour. We'll get into what's going on this week in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. This is your year. Sign up for Yahoo Fantasy Football and host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings. The league that eats together wins together.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
No hoodie, no jeans, a few dollars got me in now.
Cause mom's gonna brush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get composition notebooks for just 25 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
All right, so let's wrap up our conversation. I guess that's a strange way of approaching it because we just get started. Little bit of a technical difficulty. Ken Kessler is here with me. As I have underscored, it is the 29th of July. And doggone Anthony Weiner. This guy is amazing, isn't he? He's under no obligation to get out of the mayoral contest in New York. The fact that his actions and the discussion about him, Ken, whereas prolific and involved and as numerous as they were last week, pretty much tells you that the world needs to get a life. At least Americans do. Weiner has resisted calls by both of his opponents and his colleagues as well, people that know him well. He says, or he thinks, apparently, the New Yorkers don't care about his sexting scandal. And he told reporters that soon he was going to stop answering questions about it, which will mean that there'll be even more questions about it, right?
Right.
I mean, that's really how it goes. So let's do an overview, if you will, of the things that are being said. Our social media, basically built around Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show, although there's a heck of a lot of other stuff where you can find out more or see more about this. What's the sense? What are people saying? What's pithy in the comment department?
Well, Penny, who is in England, says, seriously, the whole Wiener scandal wouldn't matter in Europe. No. People don't care about their politicians' personal lives.
I think that's true to a point, but I do remember a lot of stuff in England. There's the Profumo. Anybody remember that scandal? That comes to mind, first of all. But there have been a number of scandals in England. Not so many in France. The Europeans have a much more mature attitude towards sex. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all right. So what else you got?
Thomas says, now Anthony Weiner's campaign has become a bad country song.
That's pretty funny. Anything else?
And Homer says, Weiner is an unthinkable choice for mayor, even in San Diego.
Yeah, against the guy who is the serial. Yeah, right. Exactly. The city of New York, it seems to me, is more sophisticated than that. This guy is, if you look at him, I'm a person who's been talking to people all of my adult life, my professional life. I've been on the radio for a long time, and I know when I listen to somebody or I look at somebody, I hear something that isn't right. It just, I understand, it's not right. This guy is not right. He's not right for that job. He's not right in general. There's something that's that is missing that requires, I don't know if professional help is the best way of putting it. He needs help, but he also needs not to be the mayor or in any position where this becomes a distraction. Not that he might not do a decent job in some respects. This thing will haunt him through his entire... And this shows you what a narcissist he is, because he's made it all about him and not about the people of New York City. He doesn't give a damn about the people of New York City. He cares about himself. If he wouldn't have a wife, he wouldn't be treating her the way that he does if it were, you know, that this guy had everything put together. So,
well, and to make matters worse for him, I would imagine that today at some point there will be an investigation announced, because it looks like in the waning days of him being a congressman, when he was saying that his Twitter account was hacked and he didn't do any of that stuff, he paid something like $40,000 out of his campaign funds to investigate. And it was a lie, and he knew it was a lie. So he paid thousands of dollars to investigate something that he knew didn't need to be investigated.
Investigating what? What was he investigating?
The supposed hacking of his Twitter account that sent those pictures.
So what did he spend the money on?
No, he actually spent it. He hired private investigators.
Well, just to make it look like...
Yes.
He was, okay, yeah, yep. There you go. 888-302-3684 is the line to connect with if you'd like to talk to us in person. Email address is doug@dougstefan.com or ken@dougstefan.com. Here's George Stephanopoulos talking to correspondent Jeff Zellini about the campaign manager for Weiner quitting.
Anthony Weiner's campaign manager has quit after those new revelations that Weiner's sexting continued even as he plotted his comeback run for mayor. Jeff, campaign manager is gone, but Weiner still seems determined to stay in this race.
That's right. But despite this latest setback, Anthony Weiner just taped a new campaign commercial and insists he's staying in the race, even as the humiliation threatens to consume his candidacy.
The resignation of Anthony Weiner's campaign manager, just the latest blow for a campaign that looks like it's on the brink.
I'm going to have to hope that sooner or later we get back to talking about issues that people care about. Yes, ma'am.
The famously brash New Yorker still struggling to halt an unending barrage, mocked
now,
by late-night comics.
Mayor, he's out on the campaign trail now, or as he calls it, the tour de pants.
His former colleagues also taking shots.
It's so disrespectful of women, and what's really stunning about it is they don't even realize it. You know, they don't have a clue.
Everyone, it seems, is piling on.
Let me finish my thought, madam.
Even at his own campaign events. This confrontation came at his most recent stop.
Had I conducted myself in the manner in which you conducted yours, my job would have been gone.
Others only showed up just to tell the candidate to drop out.
Degrading women, and I wouldn't vote for him either.
It can't seem to get much worse for Wiener, all sparked by his stunning and sometimes bizarre second revelation of sexting.
It's not dozens and dozens. It is 6 to 10, I suppose.
Then there was his wife, Huma Abedin's uncomfortable defense.
I love him. I have forgiven him. I believe in him.
And capped off by one of his sexting partners going public with steamy photos on TMZ.
Anthony Weiner is responsible for his downfall.
Despite calls to step aside, this weekend the former Democratic congressman insisted he's staying in the race, hoping New Yorkers simply grow tired of it all.
It's not up to you to decide. It's not up to me to decide. Voters, I want to make this decision.
Weiner's biggest challenge is that forgiving and forgetting takes time. He's already fallen sharply in the polls, and there are just 44 days left until the primary. And now, with his campaign manager throwing in the towel, Weiner is left to call his own shots.
Man, I'll tell you, isn't that something, huh?
888-302-3684.
A part of this hour of the program is an overview of what's being said, News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, the old and the new. Here's host Esme Murphy talking to Lauren Rankin about many questioning why Wiener's wife would stay where she has.
In your view, why? Why would somebody like a Huma Abedin, a Hillary Rodham Clinton, a Silda Spitzer, so brilliant, all three of these women, so accomplished, so successful in their own right, why did they, in particular, stand by their men?
I have no idea. But I think that question, the question of why do they stay, is actually the wrong question to be asking. I think that we keep asking women, and these women, why do you stay? Why do you put up with this? Why don't you leave? When really, honestly, it's none of our business. And it sort of questions, as you said, Huma Abedin.
But isn't it our business, though, when the kind of behavior that Anthony Weiner has exhibited, suggests that he is lying, that this is behind him, and B, is evidence of a recklessness that calls into question his character and his ability to be the mayor of a city the size of New York City, or any size city for that matter.
Sure, but that's a very different question than why does she stay? And that's the kind of question we should be asking, and I completely agree with that assertion. I think we should be asking, what do these revelations say about Anthony Weiner's character? Was this consensual? Is there something sort of off about this? What does this say about his judgment? All of those questions are totally relevant. But somehow, in all of this, it has somehow trickled back to Huma Abedin and sort of a questioning of her motives. And it sort of undermines her ability to, or the assertion that she's able to make her own choices. I have no idea why she stayed. Maybe they have an arrangement. Maybe people stay married for lots of reasons. So I think asking that question actually is the wrong question.
People stay married for lots of reasons. That's true. And sometimes one wonders why one gets married
in the first place.
Yeah, right, exactly. What's that all about? Wiener's campaign manager has quit. More behavior questions. Look at the pictures of this guy's face. That's more telling than anything else. I am consistently concerned about why people in New York would think this guy was a viable candidate. Or is he just somebody that needs to be that public spotlight is something that feeds him?
That's part of this, I think.
Anyway, we'll have a little more on this. The Weiner situation. That doesn't sound right, does it? 21 after on Good Day.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
About me. Well, this is NSYNC and a song called It's Going to Be Me. And that's really what Wiener's, what his theme song. Although there are some parody songs, Kenny. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, 24 past the hour from Monday, the 29th of July. Carlos, Danger Man, I can hardly imagine. Actually, we'll dig those out. The Mayor Wiener. You've heard them. I'm sure they're silly things, silly stuff. This whole thing is kind of silly when you get right down to it. But the other side of it is there are serious consequences. This guy, I wonder about his children. How many children does he have? Does he have one or two children?
I'm not sure.
I know he has some. How in the world do they go through this sort of thing? Here's radio host Arthur King talking to analyst Jack Marshall about how Marshall... I got to the point where he's thinking some people think that Wiener is a viable candidate. How can that be?
How did this nation get to a point where somebody like Anthony Wiener can be taken credibly?
Or Elliot Spitzer, right? And another one. The biggest advantage of the Filner and Wiener situation have taken focus off of Spitzer, who in some respects is among the most outrageous of any of these. I think it's always progressive. I mean, unfortunately, the public's tolerance for misconduct from its elected officials is sort of going to naturally get more tolerant and permit more misconduct as time goes on, unless there's a real strong cultural and political effort to stem it, and that hasn't been the case. I mean, I hate to do it, but I have to say I point to Bill Clinton as the single biggest factor in doing this.
How so?
Because his argument basically I think past presidents caught in a similar series of circumstances would have resigned without question. I think, for example, if JFK's various activities had been uncovered at a time of the Cold War, after all of the glamorization of him, he would have been impeached. And I think that in the case of Clinton, he took a very cynical but very effective approach of constantly saying the same thing over and over again, which is, I'm going to concentrate on what is important to Americans and doing my job, and this is just a personal indiscretion, and this doesn't matter, and besides, everybody did it too. And as a result, he basically chipped huge chunks out of the accumulated what we call an anointment of virtue that the presidency had. What the presidency and really every elected leadership position should have is the feeling that once someone is in it, they are elevated to a point where the previous virtues of all of the former individuals who were in those posts is sort of lands on their head. That's why we always see, as soon as someone's elected president, whatever their approval rate was, it will suddenly go way, way up because they're president. So it's not there's partially Washington and partially Lincoln and partially Teddy Roosevelt, and that's critical. And what Clinton did, and this is really why I mark him very harshly as a president, is he basically chipped away and besmirched a lot of that, and took the position that there's no need for the president to be admired as a person, as an individual, as someone who is a role model, as long as, you know, he helps the trains run on time. It's a very, very dangerous position for a elected official in a democracy to take. But because he was president, I think it really went through the culture, and then we hear echoes of it now. And it's stunning to me the damage that did.
It's gonna be me.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends A1513 rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. Please store for details.
The mills were overstocked, so they came to us. We struck incredible deals on incredible floors, and we're passing the deals on to you at Lumber Liquidators Overstock Flooring Sale. All bamboo is on sale for $1.49 a square foot. Get laminate flooring for 49 cents, and our best laminates up to 33% off. Prefinished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices, plus special extended financing. Hurry, Overstock Flooring Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Change past the hours, the weekend's gone again, the month is almost gone. My God, where in the world is the time to go? Hopefully you're enjoying whatever time that you have on your own. It's neat. It's neat to have summertime. We just all want it to last longer, right? And we want things to slow down a little bit, but there's so many things going on in the world. I think that's partly, I don't know which comes first, Ken. Ken Kessler here with me on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Is it that the Earth, I've maintained for several years that as the Earth turns faster on its axis, and I think that's what's going on in part, our lives seem to be moving faster, time goes quicker, because really, in fact, time is going quicker. It's just like 2 and 2 is 4, as far as I'm concerned. It makes perfect sense. As you look around what's happening, we're so easily exposed to all of the things that 100 years ago people didn't know. We become so sophisticated so quickly in terms of not only things happening, but us knowing about them happening because of the age of instant news, the instant adaptability of these little devices that we have, that some people have them set so that there's an automatic, if there's something going on in the news, they get automatic updates on headlines, right? Do you have that feature with any of your electronic items?
I don't. Lisa has that on her cell phone.
Why?
Mostly it's for local news.
Yeah.
It's weather related things. We live in a pretty remote area outside of San Diego, and because of the history of fires coming through here, if we're away from the house and there's a fire coming, we have animals. We want to make sure we can get home and get them.
Yeah.
So I think she wants to. So she has the local news immediately gets updates on in her email.
Does she feel, or do you feel at any point in time, that it's too much ever? You have too much information?
Oh, I do. And and that's just because I, you know, I sit here and I feel like, you know, for what my job is, I'm plugged in most of the time.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And there are some times where it does feel it's overwhelming. It's too much.
Yeah. So let me just tell you how I prepare for this. And that, when I say this, I'm on the air every day, 5 or 6 hours, and there is a lot of information that I use to have conversation with the people who listen to the program, most importantly, and the folks who are on the air with me. But when you consider how much I have 14 different news sources on the screen in front of me. Actually, I have three screens in front of me. One of them is devoted to email and the question about how we operate the program as we're doing it. One is the news information screen, and then the other one has to do with callers and who's online, who wants to talk to me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, at 888-302-3684. So just to run through what I have headline-wise here in front of me, there's a story about Israel and Palestine. There's a story about a bus crash in Italy. There's a story about New Zealand and the government spying on reporters there. There's a story about the that train wreck in Spain. There's a story about Libya. There's a story about car bombings in Iraq. There's a story about Japan and China trying to have better ties. There's a story about ex-President Carter. There's a story about a helicopter crash in Pennsylvania. There's a story about the European Union's attitude toward Mr. Wiener. There's a story about, let's see here, Detroit. And the headline is The Used-to-Be City. There is a story about J.J. Cale dying, a story about a girl catching a baby tossed out of a window, a girl who teams up with a dolphin for a show, pictures and a story about a cat giving a baby a tongue bath. Let's see here. The fast food workers in seven cities plan a strike. There's a story about the system working, too many guns in the system. Virginia governor may have interest in running for the presidency. $53 million in jewels stolen from a French hotel. Do I need to go?
That's, wow.
It goes on and 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 on. I had a lot of business news. Japan's revival, the Nikkei average, Dell computers are in the news, Boeing airplanes are in the news, the cost of diapers in the news, budget battle in Washington, somebody's been kidnapped, it's just on, as I said. Well, anyway, so you got the idea. There's a lot of information out there, and so we're trying to work our way through a lot of it and to bring you the overview. Sometimes what people say about the news has some bearing on people and their opinions about what's in the news, and thus a lot of the info that we have here comes from various news talk radio stations that are dealing supposedly with the issues, and one of them is the NSA and Mr. Snowden. That continues to be a mainstay of conversation on a lot of programs that we monitor. This kind of gives us an idea of what we think ought to be discussed, and that's why we've taken the opportunity to basically access a lot of these programs that Kenny is able to monitor. So it does give us an idea and brings to you a feature that is hopefully important. That is what people in general are talking about, because otherwise I could tell you I'm interested in three or four of the stories, the headlines from which I just read. Those would I'd be intrigued, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be intrigued. So we have to go by what the pulse is, or we think it's intelligent to go by what the pulse is, so that you have an overview of what are considered to be the hot hits, if you will, of the day. Having said that, I just made reference to the NSA and Mr. Snowden. So in a moment, after a brief pause, we're going to listen to a couple or three different points of view on where this is now. Is he going to get asylum? The authorities going to get a hold of him? What's up next in that saga as we continue here on Good Day?
Infight Daily Radio. Did you know the Mona Lisa has no eyebrows? That Twinkies are 68% air? And that rock singer Meatloaf is a vegetarian? These are a few of the obscure yet amazing facts found in the book series Uncle John's Bathroom Reader.
That unique book series featuring trivia and short essays on a myriad of subjects with over 15 million books in print is celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. We spoke with Editor-in-Chief Gordon Uncle John Javna about the origin of the series and their latest book edition entitled Uncle John's Fully Loaded 25th Anniversary Bathroom Reader.
Uncle John's Bathroom Reader started in 1987 by my brother, John. They say necessity is the mother of invention, and in this case, it's absolutely true. For people who read in the bathroom, and statistics, every statistic I've ever seen indicates that most people do, on your way to the bathroom, you're always looking for something fun, something short, something informative, something that will, no pun intended, make you feel like you're not wasting your time. John came to me with this idea, and then he went to visit a bunch of New York publishers, and they all rejected him because they all were nervous about the idea of something, of a book having to do with the bathroom. It sort of made them cringe. And when he got back to California, he found that there was one publisher who thought it was a fun idea, but the good news is that they didn't have any idea or care what was inside the book. They just liked the title, so it gave us the opportunity to put basically anything we wanted into the book, and that's what we did. We put pages of quotations and myths, lots of history and origins stories, and that's how we started.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loved pterodactyl wings.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
The mills were overstocked, so they came to us. We struck incredible deals on incredible floors, and we're passing the deals on to you at Lumber Liquidators Overstock Flooring Sale. All bamboo is on sale for $1.49 a square foot. Get laminate flooring from 49 cents, and our best laminates up to 33% off. Pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices, plus special extended financing. Hurry, Overstock Flooring Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
16 minutes for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ken and I with you discussing the issues of the day, the events of the day, the impressive, important information that's being banged around here a little bit. Okay, so with Mr. Snowden and the NSA, let's start with this radio program hosted by Gary Jeff Walker. Sounds like an old singer. Remember, who was it?
I think there was a singer named Gary Jeff Walker.
Yeah, I think pretty darn close. I remember playing some of his music when I was still playing music in the 70s. Anyway, Mr. Walker on his program, I think yesterday, talked to political analyst Steve Schulte about Russia's reluctance to turn Snowden over to authorities from the U.S.
Edward Snowden is still in Russia. Putin says Moscow has never extradited anyone to the United States. They're not about to start now. Eric Holder just sent a letter to his counterpart in Mother Russia, promising that if they turn Snowden over,
he won't be killed.
He won't be killed. He won't be tortured. He'll have a trial, a regular trial, like any other alleged criminal would have a trial in the United States, and the Russians aren't budging. So, and Edward Snowden's father says, probably better for him to stay in Russia. And in many ways, Russia is freer than the United States.
I don't know about that. But, you know, he has done a great service, in my opinion. I don't not necessarily see him as a hero. He, to me, he's not a traitor.
Intelligence agencies in this country have been spying on its own people for a long, long time.
On Americans. I mean, that's a whole issue. And what he has done is he has raised the issue of how, as you said, both I like to call them both factions, the Washington elite power, has no respect for our Constitution. And what he has done is caused a lot more Americans to take seriously the rights protected by particularly the Fourth Amendment.
Right.
A right to privacy unless we are actually accused of criminal activity. Of course, nowadays, for decades now, from a libertarian perspective, our government keeps making more and more things that are really, we would say, are peaceful and whatnot. You know, into a crime.
Right.
You know, it's been said for many years that every American is a criminal. You just don't know it. But there's probably something in some squirrely code, whether at the local, state, or federal level, that we are, you know, we're engaged in some criminal activity. And when we look at that activity, it's just something, it's peaceful, it's between two consenting adults, and there's no fraud involved. But it's not what the power elites.
Two kids selling lemonade on the street.
Yeah, that's a good crime. Example. It's a crime in a lot of cities.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it's something we all grew up with.
I did it.
888-302-3684. It sounds like the old member, she does it, he does it. Oh, that's Fall in Love, that old song. 888, why that came into my mind, who in the world knows? 888-302-3684. 2 3 6 people away.
Speaking of old songs, it was Jerry Jeff Walker. Was
Jerry
the singer.
Jeff, right. It was close.
Mr. Bojangles.
Got it. All right. I take a couple of calls on the NSA and Mr. Snowden. Here's John in Indiana with the amount of time his attention is on the attention that is put on us versus the terrorists.
I live about 50 miles from Chicago, and as most people in this country would realize, is that domestic violence is a lot worse off than any terrorist. Our chances of being hurt or killed by a terrorist are very slim in this country as compared to just being in the country itself with the violence that's here. I think we need to spend more time and money on violence in the United States instead of worrying what might happen outside of the United States.
Caller from WJOL in Joliet, listening to the talk to the Good Day program. Ed's in Massachusetts with a focus on the NSA and his opinion of the Fourth Amendment.
It's time to say enough is too much. The Fourth Amendment says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So I ask everyone out there who's listening, what is the probable cause to search and seize the phone numbers, times, and durations of billions of phone calls and emails on all of us each day, every day? Can President Obama or Congress as a whole ignore the Fourth Amendment?
How is that the case? But they are, in fact, avoiding the Fourth Amendment, it would seem. Here's Taco's Dave Gentry talking to Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois about the proposal that would have restricted the NSA's phone surveillance program.
NSA surveillance, big vote on that. Something that conservatives and liberals both seem to agree on. A lot of folks upset with what was happening with, I guess, parts of the Patriot Act, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, after this whole issue with Snowden and the NSA issue, you know, we have to have the ability to track down those who want to hurt Americans. But I think we need to make sure that our government, and we see with the IRS, which this government by intimidation that's going on there, we need to ensure that not just a Democrat administration, but Republican administrations in the future, ensure that the bureaucracy doesn't overstep its authority. And I think we did that by sending a message that Section 215 of the Patriot Act needs to be redone, and I agree with the guy who wrote it, my fellow colleague Jim Sensenbrenner out of Wisconsin.
So
All right. So in terms of whether they come up with something else, the Senate, remember, said, we had a couple of people, I think Rand Paul talked a lot about this last week, suggesting that the Senate was going to consider something that was fairly close to this bill. So the discussion's not over by any stretch of the imagination. This is Jerry Jeff Walker, the singer. Did the old
soft shoe. What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program continues with a focus on what's going on in Detroit. A lot of conversation about the city of Detroit going bankrupt, including Detroit host Mitch Albom talking to former Detroit Mayor Dennis Archer about who's to blame.
I've done a couple of national interviews on this subject, and it's funny, the first question they all ask is, who's to blame? As if, like, I can just point to one guy, that guy, Joe, over there, that guy, he's responsible. How would you answer that question?
Combination of factors. You've got a perfect storm that occurred with the mortgage debacle and $4 gasoline, which gave rise to people filling up their SUVs at a cost of over $100. And then the reaction was stop buying SUVs, and that threw the manufacturing jobs into turmoil and caused people to be laid off, right-sized, downsized. Some companies wind up going into bankruptcy. And the two principal sources of revenue for the city of Detroit is income tax. That is to say, those of us who live in the city and work wherever, we pay income tax, and those who live outside the city but work in the city pay income tax. That's right. One source of money. The other is property taxes. And with the mortgage debacle, it went south, as you might suspect, when people tried to refinance their property, their homes, only to learn that they owed more than the home was worth.
Right.
And so many people walked away from it.
Yeah.
So that's
particularly
one set.
In Detroit, that happened a lot. Yeah.
Another set is the timing as it relates to where we find ourselves with those who work for the city of Detroit and those who are retirees. The retirees outnumber those who work for the city of Detroit 2-1. We've got approximately 19,000, 20,000 retirees and about 9,000 and some change who presently work for the city of Detroit. There's no way that the people who work for the city of Detroit can pay what they end their, for their retirement as well as for their health care, and then pick up the other right. other folks. And there is a dispute as to whether or not the Detroit Pension Fund, both police and fire, are funded up to 80% or 81%. I forget the numbers, either 80 or 81%. And there's a dispute as to whether or not they're properly funded. And then, of course, there is the deficit that Mayor first interim Mayor Ken Cockrell inherited and then Mayor Bing inherited that required caused them to go to the bond market to get deficit reduction bonds, and it still has not balanced the budget. And so you've got a large deficit that's out there that, according to the emergency financial manager, they will run out, say the Detroit will run out of cash and will not be able right. to pay their bill.
All right, so let's get another perspective on this from a host named Rob Schilling, who talks to Bill Wilson here from Americans for Limited Government about what's behind the downward spiral in Detroit.
You know, I'm so disturbed by what's going on in Detroit, and I'm not sure that people understand the magnitude of the problem there, because many people have experienced personal bankruptcies and said, well, that's fine, we just charge a few $1,000 and then we get on with our life. Is that what it's like in Detroit?
Not even close. I mean, look, Detroit has been on a downward path since the middle 1960s. So you're talking about close to 50 years of every wacky, expensive, left-wing idea that you can think of, they have tried and implemented. And what is the result? They are today $20 billion in debt. There's no way that this city of 700,000 people can begin to pay for it. You have a 20%, one in five of every house in Detroit is abandoned and needs to be torn down. They're dangerous. 78,000 dwellings are now listed as derelict and dangerous and need to be torn down. 40% of the lights, street lights, don't work. There are whole sections that had been abandoned, almost in a Mel Gibson type of Thunderdome approach, mm-hmm. where there is no law. The police don't come. There are no services. But they are old, dilapidated buildings and people fending for themselves. There are bear sightings in the city of Detroit. Bears. Mm. It is being returned to nature, and it is being done. All of this came about by a city government that was so beholden to organized labor, so consumed with race hate and desire for revenge, and by a philosophy that said business is there not to, we're not there to help business grow and prosper. Business is here to support us, the politicians, in what we do.
Yeah, see, I think that's really what the bottom line is, and people are oblivious to it. Or at least it seems that way. Tone deaf to it. At any rate, sounds like a bad relationship all the way around.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.